very interesting to you. The problem is it takes kind of an English literature departure point, like Mallory. You know, if it weren't for Mallory, well, that's garbage, you know. Mallory just kind of puts together what a lot of people did before him, and then stuff died out, and people came back who couldn't speak anything but English and found Mallory. So I'm not saying Mallory's not very important, but he's only one of many people. But this is good. You won't believe this, but I conned some people out of giving me some money to buy a genuine suit of armor, a real suit of armor, handmade. There is one armorer, the German word is Plattner, in the Americas, who is guild trained in Germany. This guy's an interesting story in and of himself. You can find, he has a website, one word, karlofgermany.com. He has a website, you actually find my suit of armor is on his website. We'll have an armor day where volunteers can try it on if you want. I tell you, I'm going to go buy about 20 pairs of cotton gloves, though, because I just got through polishing it. I think I'm going to apply to get a graduate assistant to be my squire and polish the armor. Some of you might be disappointed because it's not shining armor, but shining armor really comes very, very much at the end. This is parade armor. It's 16-gauge. It's really neat. He lives in my office. His name is Arnold, and the reason his name is Arnold, I just picked him up about 6 months ago, and my daughters were both here for Christmas, and so, of course, I had to put him on. And once you get Arnold on, you feel all pumped up, you know, and so you want to start posing and stuff. So his name became Arnold for Arnold Schwarzenegger. But it's very interesting because I do have a documentary from History Channel, Knights in Armor. And the history of knights, to a large extent, is the history of armor.